get me, got you. You get me, feel it, you. You get me, me, got you. You get me, feel it, you. You get me, me, got you. You get me, feel it, you.
Today, someone woke up wanting to see your performance. It's a special thing you do, and you should enjoy it, embrace it, love it, because it is awesome. Thank you so much for embracing your inner actor, because we need you. We need to see that performance. We need to see that spirit. You take us out of the mundane and you rock. My name is Casey Lloyd. Thank you for joining me today. How'd your vision board go? Did you make one? If you didn't, why not? What was the reason? What was the why? Because this podcast is about inspiring, but you can have all the motivation in the world, and if you don't take action, it doesn't mean anything. So really, guys, this is what I want. I want to make sure that you're taking action. So I'm going to follow up with you every single podcast. We're going to talk about it. Today, I want to talk about gratitude. And before we get there, I want to talk about giving back. One of the things my wife is really into is astrology. And when we first met, I was like, oh my God, you believe in that stuff? Really? And, you know, it took some conversations, but guys, she turned me around. She made me a believer. And it's not only that. So the astrology thing tuned me into an energy in the universe. I'm not necessarily a religious person per se, but I am fully on board now with there is something greater than us, and it is powerful. And another reason why this exists is I gave up on myself as an actor 3 times in my life that were major. The last time, the most recent time, that third time, I was like, I'm okay with being a hobbyist. I'm okay with being a hobby actor. I don't need to make money. I don't need to make this as my career. And I went into the environmental space. I started taking classes at school again. If I was to go anywhere else with what I want to do with my life, it would be the environmental space. I truly care about this planet and the animals on it. So I started taking classes in environmental studies. And I started doing volunteer work. I started volunteering with the Climate Reality Project. I even gave a presentation at Denver Comic Con. It was like my own little TED Talk on the environment. And it was at around that same exact time that I was offered the teaching job at Peak Acting Studios. And I started teaching acting students, and I wanted to make sure that they succeeded. And I started noticing something fascinating. And what that was the more I put myself out there and try to give myself to others and help others to gain what it is they want and help the world and provide to those outside of myself, I found that I started getting gifts back from the universe. I started getting roles, guys. I started getting things that I didn't even submit for, roles that were kind of written specifically for me. And I started getting a lot of different benefits in my life. And I was like, wait a second, this hasn't happened before. Because usually, I've always been that guy when I was younger that was always just 100% focused on me. It was me. I need this. I need that. And there was no external. Like I have cared about the environment all of my life, but it wasn't until I met my wife. It wasn't until I started doing those environmental studies courses and actually getting involved, start collecting signatures for things on ballots, start giving presentations. I started helping my students. It wasn't until that time that I started feeling a difference in my life and an energy, a satisfaction, guys, a satisfaction that was missing. It was incredible. My life felt like it finally had a purpose. It was mind-blowing, right? It was awesome. And so now I'm like, all right, yeah, there is something going on with the universe. In order to receive, you must give. But in order to give, I feel like you have to be at an energetic state that allows you to actually genuinely care. And in order to get to that state of genuine caring, there has to be a level of gratitude. There has to be a genuine state of gratitude in your life where you find relaxation and calmness and peace from where you're at. And going back to my earlier younger self as an actor, you guys have been on set. You've heard that person who is always just bitching and moaning. Ugh, Crafty sucks today. There was so much traffic on the way to set. Man, I'm not getting residuals for that project for whatever reason. That casting director hates me. Have you heard these things? I know you've heard these things. Or maybe, guys, I was that guy. Anytime I didn't get an audition when I was younger, I was immediately pointing the finger at somebody else. It was never my fault that I missed that audition, that I didn't book the gig. It was someone else's fault, 90% of the time. That's not gratitude. That's the opposite side of the spectrum, right? And it wasn't until I started realizing that, and it wasn't until I had that genuine feeling of gratitude in my heart, that things started to change, and I started to feel that energy, and I wanted to give back. So for me today, you know, things I'm grateful for, I woke up this morning. I'm talking to you guys. The fact that I'm able to perform for others as a career option, that's amazing. So these are things that I'm genuinely grateful for. What are you grateful for today? That is the question. That's your homework. And this practice of gratitude, it has to become habitual. It has to become a daily ritual, because if you just do it on like a Monday, then it's not going to absorb. It's not going to become part of your essence. It has to become a habit in order for it to resonate in your body to a true place of true gratitude. And one other part of this practice that I want you to think about is make sure you're genuinely grateful for whatever it is. Don't force it, and don't come from a place of pessimism. Don't come from a place of pessimism. Don't be like, oh, at least I'm not dead today. That's not gratitude. That statement in itself is just still kind of a negative. Think of two or three things every single day that you're grateful for. Really put them in your heart. And then once you've started that practice, the second piece of it, then start finding what it is you really care about. What is it? Your friends, your family, other actors, the environment, casting directors, producers, writers. Are you thankful for just a really awesome script? Because I am. So try to find ways that you can give back. If a casting director holds a really awesome casting session, or if one of your teachers gives you a really awesome class, just give thanks. Thank them in a genuine way, you know. Hit them up maybe later on the social media and just be like, thank you, that was awesome, I really appreciate it. Make that a habitual practice as well with the gratitude. And I guarantee you, you'll start seeing really interesting things happen in your life that have never really happened before. And it comes from those universal laws of, in order to receive, you must give. You must give selflessly. And that's it. That's it, guys. It will change your world. It will change your perspective. My final note on this is, think about this industry. This industry is about people. It's not necessarily about your performance. Why? if you're on a television show, we don't want to be spending 12 to 14 hours of work with just a negative sourpuss, right? Barf. So it's a people industry, and people like to work with those that are chill and relaxed and having fun, and those people have a sense of gratitude with them. They are genuinely happy to be alive. So that is where this practice of gratitude comes from, and this practice of selflessness and giving back. If this stuff interests you, this is just a small taste of some of the things that I will talk about as a private acting coach. If you're interested in my coaching, go to caseyloyd.com/coaching and you can read about my program there. Guys, you rock. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast today. Go kill it. Kill your audition in a grateful way. Obviously, that's what I mean by kill it. Have fun. Enjoy life. What are you grateful for today? You were awesome. You provide the world an amazing service as a performer because you take them out of the mundane. Thank you. I will catch you guys on the next one. Cheers.